concussion for Tobin?
Yeah, he was got to go through the concussion protocol, and when he's cleared, he'll be back out to practice.
When did he sustain that?
I think really on the last drive or play or two of the game. So I told the trainers in the locker room, and then we went through the whole thing.
So he won't practice today?
Nope.
What factored into the decision to bring Carmichael back?
We just needed another DB in here, and we liked Rock. We obviously couldn't keep him during when we made the cut down to 53, but, you know, had him in last Friday and worked him out. Felt like he was in good shape. He's got a real good understanding of what we're doing. He's got versatility. He's a corner. He's a nickel. He can be a dime. He's also a really good special teams player.
Is Watkins going to play more safety now?
Yeah, we'll experiment with him in there and see what he can do from that standpoint. So, but we do still have two safeties in Pruszynski and Marigo. So,
I think with the concussion chip, the guys can't take certain tests until they're not feeling the symptoms anymore. Was he still feeling symptoms yesterday?
I have no idea. They just tell me when he's cleared to go.
What can you tell us about Gardner and the way he's played, when he's had a chance, and Kelly? Where's Kelly in the mix as well?
Andrew's real versatile. You know, I think he's a guard tackle for us. Has played both positions for us, and when he's been in there, he's done a good job for us. So he's a veteran, has been in the league for a while. I think he's got a good amount of experience that I think he can draw back on when he gets in there. So he's done a good job for us. And then Dennis is exclusively a guard for us and did a good job when he was in there. We're just, you know, we got a couple guys back. So, you know, he's battling in there, but we'll see what happens with Matt.
Is Kendrick practicing today?
Should be, yeah.
It was just like a day off yesterday.
No, no one takes a day off. He just couldn't practice yesterday, so.
Earl Wolf played the full game against the Texans. What happened between then and now that he's landed on IR?
He just came in on Monday and said that I had a long talk with him on Monday about where he was and that his leg was really bothering him. So had him sit down with Dr. DeLuca and Chris Peduzzi, and they went and got another MRI on him, and he doesn't seem like he was healing from his injury. So they made a decision to shut him down.
Do you feel like he ever fully recovered from the knee injury from last season?
I don't know.
How much do you think it was affecting his
I mean, career? Obviously, he wasn't making plays like he did before, so it had to be affecting him. So.
Was there ever a consideration for him last year to have surgery at the end of the year?
Or? You can ask him that question.
Do you like the way this team has responded so far? I know it's early in the week, but the way they responded in meetings and in practice after
that. Yeah, our guys have they understand it. There's a rhythm that you're in this league. 14 of our 16 games are played on Sunday, so you kind of get into the same mindset whether you win or lose on Sunday. We're not in on Mondays. You know, the guys that are in are just getting treatment. We meet again on Tuesday, and then our week starts again. So whether you win or lose the week before, your attention has to move on to your next opponent. And those guys have been very good with it all year long, so it's – they've been the same they've been all week, all year long in terms of whether it's a win or a loss on Sunday.
So you haven't seen anything differently or a little more attention to detail per se this week after what happened?
No, because we didn't have lack of attention to detail last week. So,
Jim, what have you seen from Pruszynski defensively as far as picking things up? And would he be the next guy in now?
Real sharp guy, intelligent. He's played football in this league at the safety position. He's not just a special teams player. So I think it's just a matter of how comfortable he is with our terminology compared to where he was before. So, but he can definitely play safety for us. But we haven't made any determination on who the next safety in is.
Is Ed Reynolds still just kind of, you know, learning his way in this defensive scheme? I mean, signed Pruszynski and now Carmichael.
We signed Chris originally just because of the impact he could make on special teams, and obviously he was up in the first game. So, and then Rock plays a different position, but we felt like we needed depth at nickel. If we're going to move Jalen into safety, then, you know, who's your second nickel in terms of how we're experimenting and what's going on at that position? And then everything we do, especially when you're getting to guys that aren't the starters on your roster, all special teams impact. So,
what kind of role does the fact that Rock has been here, he knows the whole kind of program, I think the same thing went with Julian. How does that factor into when you make in-season personnel decisions?
It helps, but we're still trying to find the best player. You also have to understand when you're at this point in time, I think there's 2,106 guys on rosters. So, you know, it's not like there's a whole bunch of guys out there where there's a million DBs you can select from. So there's only certain guys that you can look at. So we've been proactive throughout the season in terms of working guys out and in case there's an injury at any position, just so that we got a short list that if we get to a point where we have to replace, whether it be an O lineman or a DB or running back or whatever, that we have a kind of a list of guys that we can go to. We can also go to practice squad players, and we've done that before too.
How is Reynolds doing, and what does he need to do to?
Ed's doing a good job. You know, he's coming along. Obviously, he missed a lot of the OTAs and minicamp because of the rule with it, and you can't come until your class graduates. So he was behind a little bit there, but I think he's progressed and done a really nice job. He's been an outstanding practice player for us.
Josh Huff yesterday used the word piss poor to describe his rookie year. or what he's done so far. And yes, I think the other day you mentioned you'd like to see him be more consistent. You've been around him for a while. Can you tell if he's letting things just get to him mentally or if it's...
No, I just think he's a rookie and he missed a lot of time. And I think there's a maturation process no matter who you are and where you come in. And I think a lot of times those guys have had success. You know, it's no different than a high school senior coming into college, and then all of a sudden you got to start at the bottom again. You were a freshman in high school, and you're kind of looking up, and then all of a sudden you're a senior, and you're the guy. And then when you're a freshman in college, it's the same thing happens. You know, it's a very difficult league. Not many players come in right away and make a huge impact as a true rookie, even though they want to, and they've been successful in the past. And I think he's in the process of understanding that, you know, it'll come. We've got high hopes for Josh, and I think he's working extremely hard at it, but you know, this isn't an instant success league. You got to continue to work at it and continue to grow. And I think the time off that he missed really, really impacted him just from a mental standpoint because I think the perception is that we run the same offense that we did at Oregon. We don't, you know, and it's a difficult deal for anybody to come in here and learn that. So,
you mentioned Vinny Curry as before someone who's kind of grown into his role. And obviously, he can rush the passer, but how's he handled the other parts of it?
Vinny's improved. He's doing a better job of being a two-gap guy, and depending on what we're calling from a defensive standpoint. Obviously, if we're just lining up in base, he has to do that. But that part of his game has improved also.
You've talked about that Tuesday process, staying consistent. Where did you develop your philosophy for reviewing and correction after games?
I think just wherever I've been, whether I was at Johns Hopkins or New Hampshire or at Oregon, just took it from different people. You're always talking to people how you can do things better than before, but I mean, what we do the day after the game isn't anything revolutionary. Everybody meets, shows a film, discusses it, meets as a group, then meets in small position meetings and goes over the film in terms of correction. So,
a couple of years ago, this team really struggled with winning at home, but you guys have won now 9 straight at the Link. How important is it to make sure that your home field, Lincoln Financial Field, is a place where it's really tough for other teams to come in? Even if that's a psychological thing, making this a real tough place to play.
Now, we don't look at it that way. We look at every game we play as important. So we don't say, hey, it's an away game, it's okay. You know, we want to win every single game we play, and we kept the same mindset whether we're home or away. So.
Defensively for the Titans, what jumps out to you on film?
Very aggressive. You know, they got an attacking style of scheme. I think they're a team that actually puts an extra guy in the box. If you don't play cover zero, you never put an extra guy in the box. I know that's been a confusion for a lot of people, but it's not. No one's ever put an extra guy in the box. These guys do, and the Arizona Cardinals do. It's the first time we've really faced teams that play zero man. Anybody that plays single high safety isn't putting anybody extra down there for us. So these guys will play cover zero. They will play cover zero in the run game. They did it against the Steelers a lot on this past Monday night. So, you know, it's something that you have to prepare for. They got a bunch of tough, hard-nosed physical guys, and they play extremely hard. So.
What
does Zach
Ertz have to do to get on the field?
What's that?
What does Zach Ertz
have to do? I think Zach Ertz is on the field for us. So we have two very, very good tight ends. So, you know, I think the one thing that I love the questions, we have 46 guys on our team, but only a certain amount of guys can play. So Brent Celek's doing a hell of a job. So it would be a very injustice if I told Brent he has to sit because we want to put someone else on the field. So.
What is Brent then giving?
Brent's an outstanding blocker. I think he may be the best blocking tight end in the league. So I think part of what we do, I think he's a sure-handed receiver. He had a huge game against Carolina. We could go ahead over 100 yards receiving. So I don't think it has anything to do with Zach. It has to really do with how well Brent Celek's playing.
Cover zero, what's important in facing that? What do you have to do?
Well, you got to obviously beat one-on-ones outside because there's no help for anybody and everybody's on an island from a receiving standpoint. But you also have to identify where the blitz is coming. When they do play cover zero, they're blitzing. So, you know, you got to be able to pick ups and make sure if you are throwing the ball in those situations, your quarterback has an opportunity to get the ball off because there's going to be a lot of guys coming. It's going to happen real fast. And then in the run game, you got to make sure you have a hat on a hat and no one's got a free runner at the running back.
How do you look at the you made a lot of moves at the wide receiver position, and I think the numbers are pretty comparable to where they were through 10 games last year. You're passing a little more, but how do you feel like that group has panned out?
We made two moves at the wide receiver position, so I think our slot receiver, two moves at the wide receiver position. I think our slot receiver, Jordan Matthews, has done a really good job. He was a prepared guy coming in. That's one thing we felt about him when you saw him from the jump, you know, how mature he was as an individual, thought he could make an impact inside, and we really wanted to get bigger at the receiver position because of matchups and one-on-one situations. I think Jordan's done a really good job. I think Josh is just, because he's missed the amount of time, he's still coming along and doing some good things for us, but we need to get a little bit more out of him right now, and he knows that.
Is the uptick in Jordan's numbers and Mark starting, are those events related?
No, I think the uptick in Jordan's numbers have to do with where we are in the season. It's just later in the year, so it's not who was in or who wasn't in. I think it's more of Jordan's a lot more comfortable, and you can see it as he runs around here and prepares each week, he's a lot more comfortable kind of in his role and what he has to do. You know, we're 10 games in now, and he's got that wealth of experience from OTAs, training camp, now 10 games into the season. I think he's just feeling a lot more comfortable in terms of what he's doing. So,
do you think rookie wide receivers coming into the league are, like, more better prepared maybe in college to, like, have an impact right away, because you see a bunch of them?
No, I just think it's an individual thing. I just think this year was an outstanding class, so I don't think next year you're going to get the same impact from rookie receivers. It may be another class when you look at the draft, but this year was kind of an exception when you talk to people around the league and you see how many receivers were drafted early. It was a very, very talented class, but I don't think by position it's an easier position to play and make the transformation. It's just that there happened to be a lot of talent in that individual group in the 2014 draft class at wide receiver, probably more than any other position. And we felt that going in, that the depth was at the wide receiver spot. Some of the other spots, we didn't think there was a real lot of guys. It was kind of low at some of the other spots, but at wide receiver, there was a lot of them. So.
Thank you.